Okay, Drover and I had proved beyond any shadow of a doubt that the moon was actually an oatmeal cookie. Now it was time for us to weed what we had reaped. Time for us to reap what we had sown, shall we say, by coaxing the cookie moon down from the sky. To accomplish such an important task, we launched ourselves into a special routine we called the Heavy Begs Maneuver. We formed a straight line, sat down on our haunches, and lifted our front paws into the begging position. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet. Keeping our balance in that begging position was no easy job, but we did even more than that. Get this. While holding the BP, we began moving our paws up and down and moaning. It was a toughie, I'll tell you, and very few dogs could have pulled it off. I think it would have worked if we had been able to hold the BP for another minute or two. But at that very moment, that very critical moment in the procedure, I realized that someone was spying on us. My gaze moved down from the cookie moon and slid to my right. There, slouching against the frame of the gas tanks, stood Slim Chance, the hired hand on this ranch. He was staring at us and grinning.
What are you bozos doing now? Howling at the moon?
Well, it was hard to explain. See, we were hungry, and there was this big oatmeal cookie up there in the sky, and no, we were not merely howling at the moon. Slim chuckled and shook his head.
Boy, if a guy could get inside a dog's mind, he could sure write a book or get locked up in the insane asylum.
Snickering at his own stale humor, he walked off towards the house. Beside me, Drover dropped out of the begging position. I could see that his confidence had been shattered.
He called us bozos. He thinks we're just dumb dogs.
He was so distraught that he crawled underneath his gunny sack. I could hear him crying and knew that he needed my help. Come out, Drover. We can't let our lives be guided by the opinions of small minds.
I feel so dumb. I want to hide from everybody, and I'm never coming out.
I know it hurts, Drover, but we have to be brave. Let me remind you that every great idea, every new discovery in this world has been greeted with hoots and laughter. He peeked out from under the gunny sack.
Really? You mean it's not just us?
Oh, no. This has been going on for a long time. These people have their own peculiar ideas, and they don't want to learn anything from their dogs. It's sad, but we have to go on with our lives. We know the truth, and that's all that matters. My words seemed to have a healing effect on little Drover. He came out from under his gunny sack and wiped his eyes, and the two of us had a long, meaningful talk about, well, cookies and the universe and our problems in dealing with humans. You'll get that in a minute. It's pretty good.